Well, we are pleased to have Pittsburgh Music Academy here with us today. They're based in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, and today we have five pianists with us, and our first is the youngest who is with us today. He's been here before, however. He's experienced. He lives in Point Breeze. We'll get a chance to talk with him in just a moment, but first we will listen to him play. This is Joshua Wu. That was beautifully done. Very, very nice. Come on over to the microphone, Joshua, so we can get to know you a little better for people who haven't met you yet, even though I've had a chance to meet. Come up a little closer. How long have you been playing now? When did you start playing the piano? Has it been a few years?
Been playing for piano about 7 months.
Yeah.
I've been playing for piano about 7 months.
About 7 months. I noticed when you were playing the Mary Had a Little Lamb, the second stanza of it. Is it hard to not try to play that faster, to sort of maintain the right tempo and the right speed when you play it?
Yeah, because you want to try to make it sound a little slow, but you don't want to be like too slow that you'll be waiting for the next note.
Yeah, you have a really good sense of timing. I noticed that as you were playing. I think it would be hard to do that sometimes. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? A shout out to anyone who might be out there?
No, thank you.
Nobody? Okay. And are you in school now?
Yeah.
Are you in kindergarten this year? How do you like it?
Good.
What do you do in kindergarten? Like, if when you go on Monday, what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know.
I was just curious. Are you making stuff, like making art and things?
Yeah, we do go to our class on Mondays.
Very nice. Well, it's nice to talk to you, Joshua. And next, we have, let's see if I can, if we're going in order from age, and I'm not sure if we are or not. Is this Joelle? No. Oh, this is Vivian. I beg your pardon, Vivian. Vivian's sister is Joelle, who's a couple years younger than she is. Vivian Morris is 8, and she is from Squirrel Hill. And we'll listen to her, and then we'll talk with her just like we did with Josh, all students from Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Thank you.
That was beautifully done. And as you make your way over to the yellow microphone, I wanted to mention that if you are listening at home and are a friend or family member, or maybe simply somebody who's listening and wants to offer a word of encouragement, you can go to slbradio.org and send a little note, and we'll pass it along to all of our, any and all of our piano players today so that they can hear from you. That's slbradio.org, and use our instant input form. You might be listening from far, far away and just want to let folks know how much you're enjoying hearing them. Vivian, how are you?
Good.
You did a really good job this morning. What do you like about playing the piano? Have you thought about that ever?
No, not really.
Do you practice a lot? You must. How often do you practice?
Usually once every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
And when you play, is it hard? I mean, a lot of people might be wondering if it's hard to learn how to play as well as you're playing. Is it hard to learn these things?
Yeah, sort of.
What do you think the secret is? Because you're really good, so you must have figured out how you can learn and accomplish things.
First you learn the easy songs, and then you get a little harder and harder and harder until you're playing things like what I was just playing.
Yeah, that's so you just build up sort of from easy, and then you just keep challenging yourself a little bit. So stuff that probably used to be really hard for you now is easy, right? It's got to be kind of a good feeling. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening, a shout out to anyone? And tell me where you go to school.
Linden.
Great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And we'll go to our next player. Is this your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to introduce her? Just tell us her name and she can start.
Her name is Joelle Morris.
That was absolutely beautiful. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and you are hearing pianists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And there, you just had a chance to hear from Joelle Morris. And I think you're 6 years of age. Is that right? Are you six? Yes. where do you go to school?
Minden.
And what grade are you in?
First.
And what kinds of things? I'm always curious what's happening in school. Are you learning anything with numbers right now? Anything in math or arithmetic? Or what are you doing in school that you like to do?
I don't know.
No, are you doing anything with reading a little bit, I would imagine.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, is there, who's with you today that came here in addition to your sister? Are there any family members here with you? I see your sister right behind you. She's giving you some hints. Who else is here with you?
My dad and my mom.
I thought so. Well, it's very nice that they're here to support your playing. You did a really good job, and it was terrific. Now, next up, playing from Pittsburgh Music Academy, I think this is Nate. And Nate, it's Nate Zavala, who is from Friendship. He's 10 years of age. Did I do okay? Is it Zavala? Great. And this is Nate. We'll talk with him after a couple selections. That was beautifully done, and we'll talk for a little bit, and then get ready for Mike Shaw. Mike already has a message from somebody that I'll share with him in a moment. Nate, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for 3 years.
Well, it shows that you're really quite accomplished. Do you play every day, pretty much?
Yeah, I play half an hour and a day.
Have you thought, where do you go to school?
Montessori.
Montessori. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older? It's a little early, but I'm always curious.
Maybe play piano.
Yeah, you're very good. I can tell how good you are. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening? Who's here with you?
My sister and my dad.
Well, great. And anybody who might be at home or out there?
Hi, Mom.
I'm sure she's listening. Or if she's not listening now, she'll be listening later on demand. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now, do you know a Gina, Mike? Somebody named Gina wrote already. Gina wrote... Wrote, Mikey, man, you are awesome. Always love your playing. So you have expectations. She just sent that to us through Instant Input. You can tell me about Gina later. First, we'll listen to you play. This is Mike Shaw, and Mike is from McDonald, just like Gina, and Mike is 11 years of age. Thank you. That was great. And there you just heard from Mike Shaw from McDonald. Now, before we talk about anything, tell me who Gina is.
Gina's my friend, my friend's mom from McDonald.
That's really cool that she wrote to you to wish you good luck. How long have you been playing, Mike?
At the Pittsburgh Music Academy, I've been playing 2 years.
And you were playing before then, too?
Yeah, I did the basics with my grandma.
Yeah, you're really good. It seems like you like playing a lot. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I might be a piano teacher.
A teacher? How come?
Because I think it'd be fun.
Have you, who do you study with at Pittsburgh Music Academy?
Jack Kurutz.
Excellent. And Kiki Barley is here as well. She was helping to coordinate everything this morning. Where do you go to school?
Fort Cherry Elementary.
Ah, I've been there. It's been a long time. And you're in, let me guess, I'm going to guess like fifth grade?
Sixth.
Sixth. Sorry about that. Fifth or sixth. And you're 10?
11.
11. Okay. That's why. I was reading my notes incorrectly. I was thinking of Nate. What are you doing in school now?
In sixth grade, in math, we're doing these points in math, and then, like, we get a party if we get most points.
Oh, that's cool. And what kind of subjects are you learning, like fractions or?
We're past that. We're doing negative numbers.
Okay. Those are kind of new when you learn about them. Great. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents, my mom, and my dad, and my sister.
Well, great. Well, thank you. Nice to talk to Mike Shaw. Does anybody want to say anything that they meant to say that they didn't get a chance to say? This is sort of like the Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace segment. You can learn more about Pittsburgh Music Academy by going to pghma.com. PGHMA.com, and you can find out more. These kids are from the Carnegie location of Pittsburgh Music Academy, and it's been great to have them here along with you at the Saturday Live.